Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Hello? I'm gonna be live on radio in a little bit. I'm gonna be live.
Only yes, you're on live. Audio. Well, want to say good morning.
Good morning, Ivor. Good morning to your listeners. Good morning, of course, to your dear fiancée Barbara, and listeners everywhere. Just want to say a pleasant good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. And little good news, little bad news. Little good news, little bad news. My mom, I'm in the hospital right now. I'm calling from the hospital room. And, she got a stroke. And they did some, nowadays they have to cut it open, there's a clot in our brains. And, they're working on it. It's not totally shattered as yet, but she's like I said, doing all right, the best she can, The left side is dead, She can't move the left leg, she can't move the right leg. But I don't know if you can hear, because maybe you can hear her trying to talk in the background there, but she speaks with very slur. But I must say, thank God, at least we know what she's saying. And we just want to, give God thanks that she is still around. She's still around. Okay.
Yes. So, we were hearing her. I could have heard her in the background there. I was a little silent from my end. I thought she was trying to say something, so we probably would have had a little dead ear. But nonetheless, well, we want to pray for her this morning. That's the matriarch of this show. So, Mahubi, we're going to lift you up in prayers here this morning. Mm. So, well, Audley, why don't you just go ahead and open in prayer, because we didn't get to that as yet. So could you give the show its blessing?
All right. It may be a little little talking in the back of my sisters here.
Yeah, we'll understand that. We'll understand
person
that.
Person nursing. Okay. All right. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for today. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your blessing. We thank you for your many mercies, Lord God. And many times we look at our positions and we think that we're in a bad situation, just to look and see others, to realize that we are still so blessed and we're still so fortunate to be here. Father God, we just bless you and just lift you up, because you are the one who is, was, and is to come, the everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace. So we just thank you, Lord, for the day. We ask that you blessingly ever be on the show this morning and always. We ask that you'll cover everyone, your listeners that will be listening right now, and those as they go back in the archives and listen, that they will also be blessed, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord, for who you are. Thank you for Ivor as he continue to do the job, do the work every Saturday morning, Lord. And we just give you thanks for him. Thanks for all the work that's been done by all here on the Caribbean Global Voice right now. This Saturday morning and always. Heavenly Father, we ask, as we mentioned, my mom, Marub, we lost her, Marub, as we affectionately called her, we ask for a special touch, Lord God. You have been doing your thing, Lord, we know, because without your mercies, what she has been through, we would not be talking to her right now. So we just want to glorify you and bless your name, Lord God. And all those who are listening at this time and feeling sick and they are feeling down, we ask that you, mighty God, that you will be the mighty healer in their life. You say you are Jehovah Jireh, the provider. Well, you provide healing, you provide love, you provide everything, Lord God, that's necessary. So we just are going to ask, as we put everything into your mighty and your powerful hands, we just relax, because we know that we can't do what you can do. So we just put our hands into your hand. Heavenly Father, take full charge this morning again, I pray. But we humbly ask in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we all say, amen.
Amen. Amen. And we'll just go ahead and say good morning to Matrice over there in New York, in your neck of the woods. Say good morning. She too would have a little thing to say about Marubi and tell us what's happening in her neck of the woods, and especially what's up with Mama Bobsy. Good morning, Matrice. Morning.
Hi, good morning, Iva. Amen. Adi, have your mom in prayer. And may God continue to wrap her in his arms and comfort her. May he give her the strength that she needs so that she can overcome her ailment. Yes, and I'm doing much better, thank you. Mother Babs is back home. Thank you, thank you. She's doing good. Yeah, I just have a little jet lag, so everything is okay. In my neck of the woods, sunshine, beautiful sunshine, beautiful day. So we give God all the thanks and praise. Back to you, Ivo.
Okay, well, we want to thank you for that and keep Mama Marubi in prayers. I want to say a special good morning to Kathleen over there in the U.S. Virgin Islands, and she has a few songs that she would have selected. So we're going to break this chain by Tasha Cobbs. We're going to break every single chain, and we're going to make sure that the chain that is bounding my ruby at this time be loose. Break those chains. What is going to be? Yeah, morning, Donna B. How are you doing? How are you? How are you?
I'm good. I'm not ready to work. So I just let me get a half an hour before I go on.
Oh, man.
I'm getting in a half an hour before I go.
We do appreciate that. I said, let me just let you lend your voice to the Saturday morning entertainment show before you go under the tunnel, underground, only in New York.
Yes. I just get out, as a matter of fact.
You just got out of the tunnel. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, very well. Well, we do appreciate it, and we appreciate you every time. I'm going to be seeing you next week. Aye, aye, aye. This time
yes.
Next week.
Yes.
The jitters.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
That time creep up on me so fast.
I know. I don't think it was creeping. I think he was running and flying. If he was creeping, he would have been still. He wouldn't have got here so fast. He didn't creep at all. Anyway, Audley Mom is not doing too well right now. She's at the hospital. Audley's there alongside her. So we had
a
prayer.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes. Audley's answering.
Oh,
say good morning. And
Murchis. Okay, good morning, Audley. Pray for Mama Ruby this morning. Hope that
thank
all
you,
will
Donna,
be well.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. All right,
okay.
I got to leave. You know, I got to leave. I'll call back if I can. All right.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That's Brother Audley's voice. You were hearing in the background at the hospital, and you know, the hospital setting where there might be some background noise about the stuff. So we appreciate him coming through, giving us the news, a bittersweet, she's still alive, she has a stroke. What he's saying now, the left side is dead, she's speaking. They can understand what she's saying, but she's still mumbling. This lady, she's in her 90s, so, you know, she would have lived on, and we're still going to push her to give us a little bit more on earth. So we would have been saying we're going to break every chain, and this is a chain that we're going to be breaking this morning on this Saturday morning entertainment show. So Donna, stick and stay.
Mm-hmm.
And stay as long as you could.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let's stand together.
There is power in the name of Jesus, there is power. Jesus. Say there is power in the name of Jesus. Come on. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Let's say it together. There is power. There is power in the name of Jesus. You got it. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Declare and say, to break every chain, break every chain, break every. Now somebody lift your hands in the air right here. There's an army. We won't keep silent, say, there's an army.
chain, that starts of clubs. And we're remembering Ma Ruby this morning. So, and we are playing some selections. These are selected by Kathleen over there in the U.S. Virgin Islands.
I sought the Lord, and He answered me and delivered me from every fear. Those who look on Him are radiant, they'll never be ashamed, they'll never be ashamed. This torment cried, and the Lord heard
we
the Lord is good. He'll give you everything. He'll give you everything.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Tosha comes and she will be singing again for you no longer. Sleep there.
Yeah.
I'm no longer slave to fear, for I am a child of God.
Let's raise that loud thing.
I'm no longer a slave to fear. Yeah. For I am a child of God.
Let's raise it out.
You unravel me with a melody. You surround me. Of deliverance,
oh,
from my enemies, till all my fears are gone.
I'm no longer
a slave to fear.
Let's declare it together, say it.
For I am a child of God. Say I'm no
my mother's womb.
You have chosen me. Your love has called my name.
Yeah.
And I've been born again into your family. Your blood flows through.
Let's do that one more time.
Say, from my mother's womb, from my mother's
chosen me,
talks me above and not beneath. He calls me a lender and not a borrower. I know who I am. And so because of that, I don't have to walk in fear. I walk in faith. If you're walking in faith, shout hallelujah to Jesus.
Yes, shout hallelujah to Jesus. I am a child of God. Tasha Cobbs, that lady can sing. Well, let's get some love up in here, and we're going to just do it one way. We're going to do it one way. One love. Late great Robert Nesta Bob Marley.
Together and be loved.
Yes, indeed, someone loves you, honey. And, well, God's love is first, but there might be that special someone that is loving you. You may not even know who that special person is, but just feel the love. Feel the love. Well, I want to say good morning, good afternoon to Dennis Heath over there in the UK. He's listening up. It's afternoon time for him. Maybe he's getting ready to have a cup of tea. He is going to be having a cup of tea shortly. So let's ring him up on the telephone. Let's get to Dennis Heath.
Central's never busy, always on the line. We could hear from heaven almost any time. It's the royal service, free to all our doors. When you get in trouble, give this royal line a call. Tell us what you believe, oh, what's our divine. I can feel the current moving on the line. Filled by God the Father for his abundance. We may talk to Jesus on this royal telephone. There will be no charges, telephone is free. It was built for service, just for you and me. There will be no waiting on this royal line. Telephone to Holy, always answers just in time. Yeah. Telephone to Holy, oh, what are divine. I can feel the thought of moving on the line. Build a Bible. Cannot get control of this line to glory. I'm curling your soul. Storms and trials cannot disconnect the line. Held in constant keeping by the Father's love divine. Yeah. Telephone, oh, what a divine. I can feel the current moving on the line.
Hey, you might be wondering, what is the number to call Jesus? They said to call him on the telephone. Well, just dial this number. It's a short code, B-I-B-L-E, Bible. And you can speak to him right there.
when you're up on the mountain. You've got peace of mind like you've never known. But things change when you're down in the valley. Don't stay, for you're never alone.
For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right.
The goodness of God.
Your
goodness of God. Remembering Ma Ruby at this time. And folks, I want to apologize. The call seemed to be dropping ever so often. They're dropping, none of my doing. But you can always, you know, dial back in. And of course, you can get us on the World Wide Web, www.blogtalkradio.com/Caribbean Global Voices. But the call just keep on dropping. Morning, Liam. I saw you on there a while ago. And just as I played your favorite song, God on the Mountain, you dropped out. Again, I want to say good afternoon to Dennis Heat over there in Mother England. Let's hope he's putting some heat in the place. I heard the place was really, really hot over the past few days. So we're going to be having sports just about now. Your Majesty, Mr. David Maitland. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Ivor. Good morning. The honors and those things, I don't know if I earned them as yet. You know, you are the man. You know, I was going to ask you if I could get a couple more TV because I don't have enough TV to watch. What's going on? Got the Asia Cup here, Test match here, fixed is there, you know, the Premier League. So I need a couple more. So I was just going to ask my billionaire friend here, Ivor Henry, for, you know, just a couple more so I can watch all the sports action that is happening. But,
picking on the little guy again. David, you're picking on the little guy again. Little Ivor, man.
Really. I just want to say good morning to Cardinal, Leon, Audley, Marquise, Lynette, and whoever I may have missed in the name calling.
I'm going to tell you who you would have missed. You would have missed Maubi, Audley's mom. They had to rush her into the hospital, so presently she's hospitalized. Audley called in from the hospital this morning, so remember her in prayer, my Ruby.
Yeah, I'm going to miss his speedy recovery. You know, so we, you know, hopefully we could soon and get back to her usual self. Also going to say good morning to the listeners, wherever they are in the world. Good morning. Good evening, good afternoon, good night. Wishing each and every one are doing well. I know folks in the Caribbean are enjoying the 60s down there, but it's been presently played. So, you know, wishing them all the best, and I'm hoping that they have all their preparation done as best as possible for the rest of this hurricane season. However, like I said, there is a lot of sports that's going on. So let me just dive right into it. And I start off with tennis. And I just asked my tennis buff not to get mad at me because I really don't know much about the game. I'm seeing here where the U.S. Open, in which Serena Williams will bow out from, is being played at the moment. And I see these are some qualifiers. So I don't know if they're just qualifying to get into the main event or on the big stage or whatever. But there's a couple of games. Yeah, Pef Bagnis, she defeated, she's a men's singles, defeated A CP 7-5, 6-2. And qualifier number five, these are all qualifier. P. Kotov defeated F. Brodasko 6-1, 7-6. And P. Judah, G. Brewer defeated P. Jube 7-6, 6-3, 6-2. And D. Galan defeated M. Amnaldi 6-4, 7-6. And A. Richard defeated F. Agamaran 6-2, 2-6, 6-4. And the final one here, Ivor, is E. Kowakad defeated G. Balan Kanex, U, 7-5 and 6-love. So those is tennis. Some of those names may not be pronounced correctly. I did try my best here to come up with the correct spelling. So the U.S. Open is presently being played. And then I said U.S. Open is where Serena Williams will bow from. Now I go over to the English Premier League. It's this morning. Man U came up with a second win here by defeating Southampton 1-0. And presently at 10 o'clock, there are four games that are being played. Chelsea versus Leicester City, Liverpool versus Bournemouth, Brighton versus Leeds United, and Manchester City versus Crystal Palace. Those games are 10 and 12:30, Arsenal versus Fulham at 12:30. So EPL fan, you know, go out and cheer for your team. Wishing you all the best for today. Now we move on to cricket, Ivor. And as you know, there's a cricket madness right now going on. I think because the COVID, it seems to be the game are just rolling off on a weekly basis. I'm going to start with the present match that is being played. The Asia Cup started this morning with Sri Lanka playing against Afghanistan. Sri Lanka is presently batting. They are 3-1 in the first over. 3-1 in the first over. Tomorrow would be the big hurrah. India versus Pakistan, and I know the world will stop to see that game tomorrow. So, you know, everybody get ready. As I say, that's a big game there tomorrow. Also, as I said, on the international stage, you have England versus South Africa, and this year is that ding dong battle game, Ivor. That I think that England is gonna win due to the fact that South Africa is chasing so much runs before England would bat again. So South Africa in their first inning, Ivor, only make 151, and that's very, very pitiful there, Ivor. Very, very pitiful. With Rabada getting 36, and Peterson getting 21. Also, Kyle Vereen getting 21, and there's a couple of 10 and 12. But bowling England, the first inning, you have James Anderson. He got 3 for 32, and Stuart Broad getting 3 for 37. Stoke getting 2 for 17. When England batted, Ivor, they put on a massive total there with the captain himself getting 100. They made 415 for 9. They clear with the wicketkeeper Ben Foulkes getting 113 not out, and the skipper Ben Stokes getting 103. With Johnny Bairstow getting 49, Zach Crowley getting 38, and Ollie Pope getting 23, with Stuart Broad chipping there at the end with 21. So now, as I said, South Africa is chasing a massive total to let England bat again. Bowling for South Africa, Nokia get 3 for 82, and Maraj get 2 for 78, and Rabada getting 2 for 110. So Rabada made a century there, bowling there, he comes up, he made 100. So now South Africa, as I said, their backs are against the rope, they're 132. For 3 at present, with Peterson again 39 not out, and Van Dusen is 35 not out. They're doing some repair there, and let's see, Geary, that's all. He got 25. You know, with extras tipping in, they're at 16 at present time. Phoenix was 8 buys, 2 leg buys, and 6 no balls in that game there so far. So far, the wicket takers are Anderson, Ali Robinson, and Stuart Broad. They each got a wicket. They are taking a wicket there. So that's what's happening there. On that front there. Now, we also, as I said, it's a cricket maker here right now. We also have the 60s that is being played at present. Also yesterday, the women played and the men played. I only see one result here either for the women cricket. So the score for that game, but today's game in the men's side, it's Alawas versus St. Lucia King that started at 10. And then you have Barbados Royal versus Dynamos and Warrior at 12:45. Then you have the women, Barbados Royal versus Dynamos and Warrior. And then the St. Kitts and Nevis Patriots versus Trinidad and Tobago Knight Riders. Those are two women games coming up later. But yesterday in the women game, Guyana defeated Trinidad and Tobago Knight Rider women by 10 wickets. Yeah. Trinidad, Guyana made 33, Ivory in 8 overs. But as you know, if they lose 5 wickets, their innings close. Nobody got into double figures in that game. And Serene Lewis getting 2 for 6 from 2 overs. When Trinidad batted, they made 34 without loss. With DeAndre Batten getting 22. So that's the woman's version there. And at present, Callaway is batting in their game against St. Lucia King. They're batting at present. St. Lucia King, my bad. St. Lucia King is batting there, 34 for 1. So that's what's happening to the 60s there, Ivor. Yesterday, I know Callaway defeated Callaway won their game yesterday. They made 162 yesterday, Ivor. So those are some of the scores from that game. The scorecard, as I said, they made 162 for 3 with Jan Gu getting 68 and Raymond Reefer getting 57 games. So that's a lot of runs they made in that 10 over there, Ivor. And grew in 68. He had 4 fours and 6 sixes. And Reefer in his 57, he had 8 fours and 3 sixes. So that's what's happening now. Turn to the local cricket, Ivor. We're having some games coming up tomorrow locally. I know the softball league is having a game at Haswell Park tomorrow, starts at 12:30. And then the South Florida Premier League will be having some matches too. It's Miami Lions versus St. Lucie at Grand Piccolo North. We have St. Vest versus Caribbean International at Sports Park. And Eagles versus Atlantic at Tradewinds. And South India Tuskers versus Palm Beach Hurricane at Mack Brown. And ECC Ignite versus Florida Cricket Academy. That's at Miramar Regional Park South. And at 1:30, Strikers. Now, those first games that I mentioned there, Ivor, they start at 10. And at 1:30, Strikers versus Coconut Creek. Miami Chargers versus Tropics United and Challengers versus U.S. Cricket Academy. And Ambassador of the Challengers game will be played at Mack Brown. The Chargers game will be played at Grand Piccolo North. Coconut Creek and Strikers will play at Tradewinds. And Ambassador versus Myrtle Grove at Sports Park, Lauderdale Sports Park. So those games local here, Ivor. And that's it at present. Sri Lanka is tumbling, losing wicket rapidly. They are 5 for 3 at present, Ivor. 5 for 3 at present. So they are losing wicket hard and fast. They're tumbling down the aisle. So, and presently, as I said, that's it. The England game, there, South Africa 135 for 3 at present. And let me see what's going on in the 60s there. St. Lucia Kings 35 for 1 there. So, And I say hi for the cricket, soccer, tennis. You know, how we call it. We don't call it soccer. We call it football. So also, not to, as we talk about football, I was the Miami Mullets, or I'm sorry, the Miami Dolphins were playing a final practice game today. Anyone want to watch American style football? It's on today over there at Hard Rock. So you can watch the Mullets play. Oh, I'm sorry again, the Dolphins play.
That's my team, man. You can't go on the Mullets, man, the Dolphins.
Yeah, well, you know, we have a lot of sports here. I guess they're catching up for the past 2 years with COVID because they're coming hard and fast at us. So Ivan, that's going to be his for me from sports here. I've got to come in and greet his fans. So I'm going to move over, make way for him to come in and greet his many fans that he have. I'd just like to say good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night to the listeners. If you may join again next week, and we have some more scores from the game and highlights coming in. Yeah.
Yeah, sports there by David Maitland. And don't forget, the heavyweight comes in tomorrow at 6 until 9 p.m. 515-605-9850. And they will give you a comprehensive report, discussions, information, and a whole lot of opinions. And we know what to do on the cricket show, so tune in tomorrow at 6 in the p.m. when you'll hear it all. But for now, David would have given you the sports here in short pants. Normally when I give it in brief. When Cardinal gives it, he says he gives it in bikini. David Overcar has been dropping this morning, dropping. Len was on a little earlier too, and he's called Drop, just as I played his favorite song, God in the Mountain. So we're asking you folks to just bear with us. Maybe you know how these smart devices operate. Even my call, they just keep dropping and dropping and dropping. But we have a call. it went away again. We just had a call there and we just decided I'm going to be dropping. But 305-252 had their hand up a little earlier. Let's go ahead and bring them in because we're having a little difficulty. 305-252, you are on now.
Good morning, Iva. This is me. Hello, Iva. Good morning.
Yeah, this is who?
Leon.
Oh, hi, Leon. How are you doing? Morning.
No, my call keep... Good morning to you, too, and all the listeners. My call just keep dropping, so...
With my phones too, I have to be talking to the right direct line, but my calls are not coming in. They're coming in and dropping. I don't know why. Only call that stayed on here is Mercury's. She has not dropped, but everybody is when they call in, the calls keep dropping.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So,
well,
but I'm very much into the pro. I'm listening, so but.
Dennis is listening in from the UK. He texted me this morning.
Yes.
And you heard of the hospitalization of Marubi?
Oh yes, Marubi. Yes, I spoke to Audley last night, and he told me at least he called me earlier. Yes, I think it was yesterday, and told me, and he said he was going up there last night. So.
Yeah, he's been
sorry to hear about her illness. Yes, yeah. So, yes, I'm following it. I keep in touch. Last night I did speak with him, and he gave me update. Says she's in a regular room now. So that's a good
sign
that's happened.
Yeah. Well, She was mumbling some stuff when Audley called in, you know.
Okay.
I know they can read her lips, but, you know, I couldn't understand what she was saying, but at least that was her voice. And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But she got a stroke, so we still have to remember her in prayer.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, well,
so I thought it was my phone that was bad, so I had to just
phone. Because my phone, a couple of times, and others, everybody who's coming on, dropping. Maybe it's Marjorie's fault because she's the only one who has not been dropped.
Oh, okay.
She stayed on, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So
yeah, she's a different part of the world.
Yeah, but David, he stayed on also, so David is on.
Okay.
David, I did tell you about him. I was on the film. Yes.
Omel, for me, I heard that Liverpool is following Chelsea, man.
Okay. I wonder if Canada is having difficulty getting in too, because
yeah,
we can be having birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. Oh no, but
yeah,
he hasn't showed up. He texted me this morning, so I know he's there and thereabout. I don't know why the call just keep dropping this morning. Even my phone, mine too.
I had a call back in 3 different phones I used this morning, and then finally I used my home phone and it came through.
Ivor.
Yes.
Just would like to say good morning to Martrice, but also look, I see the game is on regular TV here. I'm watching on regular TV here, not on my regular Asia Cup. So I don't know if it's ESPN that is carrying this game or what it's on.
Which game?
Right.
Which
now.
One? Which one?
The Sri Lanka game that I'm watching on regular TV. But I thought the 60s was going to be on ESPN Plus, but I haven't seen that there. I just actually BT Sports, I'm watching it on. But the HS Cup is on TV here this morning. So tomorrow, I'm hoping we can see that that India-Pakistan game before I get out into the field tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
So I just give the listeners whoever have, some people may have their apps that they watch it, but it's on, I'm seeing it here on regular, actually it's on Hindu and English right now.
On the regular TV, okay. Well, you know, it's a big talking point, David. What do you think of test match cricket, David? I mean, I find that, especially the way how England are playing now, that test is really, really interesting. It's always my favorite game, to be honest with you. First-class cricket and most of test cricket. So give me 3 days, 4 days, maybe 5 days, and you see cricket in its purest form. England is leading the way to say test cricket can be entertaining. And you can see the skipper and the wicketkeeper there for England. And it's a big talk on the cricket show on Sundays. The people calling in and stuff, I'm talking about test cricket. What is your opinion? You think test cricket within 9-10 cricket nations gonna stay? They're gonna add, they're gonna drop those out, and they're gonna bring more? Or it's gonna just die out? What do you think?
Yeah, I said cricket is cricket. So whether it's test 50 over T20, whatever, cricket is just cricket. And you know, you're going to have the team that are strongest is going to be playing better and drawing the bigger crowds. So that's just what it is. Because I'm looking at this, South Africa England game, and yesterday I was listening to commentators saying today is going to be a sold-out day. So, you know, it's going to be packed with people there watching, and it's already packed every day with people there watching. So those games will draw a crowd, you know. So
yeah, but what about the season, right? Because even though people are not going, Trust me, they're not losing money. All these television rights and
a lot of them don't care as the people coming into the game are not.
Well, I like
their,
Leon stands ever since is always there is room for all of the formats, and I agree with him when he would Leon is here, he can talk for himself. But you know, tomorrow that show comes up. And Donald said this morning that the time has crept up, but I have to tell her that the time has flown by. But look who just crept in. That one there. That was what you would have said, David, before he was on. So I will leave that alone. Cardinal Lucy.
Really? I know Cardinal is not crazy enough to listen to anything you're saying.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I know Cardinal is not.
Leon is with us too, David. I forgot to tell you that. So.
Yeah. Right. Leon, morning again.
Yeah, good morning to you, David. I sent hello to you as well earlier on, but you probably weren't hearing. But, yes. Tasmachi is very much alive, and I'm glad to see that Stokes has given up ODI and he's now devoted to the One Days and the T20s and Test cricket. He's good for cricket. There's room for all. It's like a three-course dinner.
Okay. Well, I say the game has been exploding. Right now, as I see that there's so many games going on, it is unbelievable with space. Yeah. I see they've been much shorter by playing the sixes. But let Cardinal come in to greet his many fans.
Yeah, Cardinal, you're going to just have enough time to greet his fans. We're going to do the birthday anniversary after the Don and Debbie would come in, so we're not going to have... I don't think we're going to get through in 15 minutes. So, Cardinal, you say good morning to the folks and the special fans. We have David Leon Murchis is up, but if you call Cardinal, try to call back because all the calls have been dropping, except for Murchis, so I don't know what she's doing. And David now, because he has not dropped.
Ah, good morning. Good morning, David. Good morning, Leon. Good morning, Murchie. Yeah, it's good to hear the sound I'm coming. I haven't gotten dropped yet, so, I just popped in. You know, I was busy trying to take care of some other things. I didn't even get a chance to listen to when David came in, but I'm here now.
I hope you are busy packing some punch to Cuba because, you know, next week is the big day. And I need some punchy cube.
Yeah, that's underway.
Oh,
that's underway. Hello? That's been taken care of.
Did I hear Mattress in the back there trying to get in there? Mattress, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Mattress. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. I just popped in to see that David and I have the Midas touch, so.
Okay. There we go.
It's a conspiracy. That's what it is. You can keep dropping Leon and my call and the others who were on here earlier. So,
we got
thanks,
the
for admitting. Thanks for admitting.
Yes.
They call it conspiracy.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, have a good day.
Okay. Right. We'll talk later.
Yes, she's just staying in the background. Okay. I put it in there. So, we're going to stand by for Dawn and Debbie. We'll do the birthdays and anniversary after.
Yes, of course. Let me say good morning to all the fans, friends, and supporters of the Caribbean Globals Saturday morning entertainment show that and all its fans, but to the special fans, the ones who keep us in line, let us know how well we're doing, or what we're not doing, and give us a call now and again to know how things are doing in the area. For that, I'm going to say good morning to the people up in New York, Mercury, Donna, Ina, Sharon, and Lady Bob's in this week. Flipping over to St. Martin, I'm going to say good morning to Irma Thompson and Carlos here in St. Martin. Things are quiet down a little bit over there, but, you know, like I always say, the people in St. Martin are always going to find a way to have fun and have a party. Good morning to the people in St. Kitts and Lynette, you know, stretching right across the world from St. Kitts to the UK. Good morning, Lynette, and good morning to the fans over there in St. Kitts. And to the fans in Nevis, good morning to you, particularly to Mr. Renford Doerr and his staff there at 2020 Vision Radio, and particularly to Carmen Lady C. Griffin. We had the occasion to speak to her on the date of her birthday. It was wonderful hearing her voice, and I'm sure she's there doing us justice as we come across the years. Good morning to the people over the UK. And you know, once again, I'm going to say good morning to Lynette. Somebody suggested that Lynette must be gone hiking in Wales and Isle of Wight and the Isle of Man. And I wonder if she went made it to the Canary Islands. She might go down there and drink water and don't come back. Well, you'll be minding your own business if you did that. Good morning, Lynette, over there in the UK. Good morning to O'Mel, who's stationed there, and to all the other fans over there in the UK. Good morning to you. I'm going to come across the channel. I'm going to say good morning, first of all, to the people in Fort Lauderdale, Elimat, King Elimat, that is, and hope the brother is doing well. We stick and stay with him in his days of trial. Bob Marley say, we walk through streets of tribulation, but we survive. Anyway, ambushing the night can't stop us. Good morning to Marva Jones, my favorite celebrity, Tiffany, little sister Tanaya, and brother Malik. Good morning to you. Enjoy just with us here on the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. How about down in the Southwest? I'm going to visit my good friend, Jerome Cutner Richardson, who comes to you that way by way of Sandy Point. And somebody was telling me last week, Ivor, that Bob Marley was born in Sandy Point. And I told him that it was Cutner who said it. Because, you know, for Cutner, Sandy Point is it. Good morning, Cutner.
Well, he said Marcus Garvey was born in Sandy Point, too.
Yeah. Yeah. So I started to believe that Cutner is the first one who said. Yeah, but I say our good people come out of Sandy Point. Good morning. I'm going to step on up to Georgia, where I'm going to say good morning to Monique, Yvette, and Barbara over there. Oh, Monique. Yeah, well, I'm going to step on to Monique. I hope you get well soon and get well better. She's not too sick, but she's a little under the weather. Good morning to you. I'm going to go on up and say good morning to Yvonne, my dear sister Yvonne.
Speakers.
Oh, and I was supposed to call her now that I'm saying it, and hoping that she's doing well. And finally, I'm going to say good morning to the inspirational, our most recent favorite listener, Kathleen. Good morning to you. I mean, she's going to listen to the rest of the show as well, but the inspirational hour is her hour. I mean, she stick and stay with that. Good morning to you.
She took over the show this morning, Cardinal.
She did. I would not be surprised if that happened. I would not be surprised. She is busy with preparing material for the inspirational hour. I think if she would give her a chance, she would turn the whole show into the inspirational hour. Yeah. But
I'm getting the feeling too.
you're getting that. But you know, I mean, Mercury's want her music to dance and work regardless of whether she's the kind of that will have list of Mercury. So me, you know, I ain't gonna leave Mercury's out. So, you know, you're gonna have to figure out something else. Good morning to all the fans, friends, supporters of the Black Talk Radio. Saturday Morning Show coming to you by way of Caribbean Global Voices.
By the way, Leon, I have a message to give you, to give Omel. Who is in front, who is behind? So I let him give you the message. Leon, go ahead and give Carla the message. To give
Omel, is it Chelsea-Liverpool contest again?
I'm
sure Omel is listening.
Yeah. Chelsea-Liverpool is eighth and Chelsea is 10th. They both lost one match each. But Chelsea got a 3-0 defeat last week. And Liverpool also got a defeat as well. So it's early days yet. So, but Chelsea got the beating before Liverpool. So I told Ivor to tell Romel that Liverpool following Chelsea by getting defeat early in the season, but it's early days yet.
I was figure I'm going to soon hear from Omel that some kind of way that say it's early days yet. It's not time to gloat about Chelsea being ahead of Liverpool.
Chelsea behind Liverpool, but they're in front of Chelsea, but they are losing their first early game, and that was something that they should do.
So Liverpool is wearing the bumper sticker that says, "I am slow, but I'm ahead of you."
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
All right.
That's the message to Omel. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, come on and listen with us. Because, you know what? I've got a great show for you. But for now, he's got to invite in Dawn and Debbie, who we all want to know are doing some wonderful work over there in Antigua. Charitable work. We call it healing the world. To you, Ivor.
Find there's no need to cry in a place you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place, heal the world, make it a better place. Make a better place for you and for me.
this world a better place for you and for me. And guess what? For others as well, especially those folks who are over there in Antigua and Barbuda. And guess what? We have Debbie with us so far. We're waiting for Dawn. But Debbie, good morning to you.
Good morning. Happy Saturday. And welcome to all of the listening audiences that's out there that listen to the sound of our voice. You guys also every Saturday morning. We thank you for the opportunity for always coming, for allowing us to come on and make Antigua and Barbuda a little bit more famous every Saturday, but in terms of spreading the word. I don't know if Dawn is coming on. She was prepared and ready to come on, and she had a lot to share. I was a bit inundated this week with other responsibilities, and I know she had a lot planning that she was talking to people that she wanted to share. But in other words, anyway, one thing I just wanted to say, we thank you to all who donated back to school book bags and school supplies. And from what we know, they should be on the island soon, and they'll be disseminated. We have a process that you have to register with Pastor Wendell Pete from the Church of Refuge down in Grace Farm, Green Bay area, and he will take care of any parents who has children that's going back to school that is in need of back-to-school supplies. The three foundations, that the three charities that we assist with is the Soup Kitchen that is down by the market area, the Church of Refuge Church, and the Smile Foundation. And that's managed by Shanicia Joseph. We're in the process now of really planning what to do next, because one of the things that we realized is that there are tons of different small organizations out there that is assisting, and everybody has a different mission and vision. Our mission is to serve anyone that needs help, regardless to whether what political party you're affiliated with, regardless to what your creed or your code, we are here to assist you. You make a call to me, I will direct you to Pastor Pete or Shanicia or to the Soup Kitchen, and you're always willing to jump in and help. So, you know, I just wanted to say thank you for all that listens every week. We continue to take donations. Primarily, if you want to donate, you can contact myself or Dawn. There's always also Travis and Tracy. There's also in Antigua, Pastor Wendell Peace from the House of Refuge. Surrogate, he's at the Soup Kitchen, Shanita Joseph, and she's with the Smile Foundation. We have Earl Francis, who is up here, who also assists us behind the scenes. We have Veronica Anthony. She just was fortunate enough to get us a box of back-to-school book bags to go down. We also want to thank the Authentic Foundation that in Boston that is assisting us with more back-to-school supplies. We have Farai from the Blaze Talk Show that he's also one of the members of our group. So we're in the midst now of working with our Barbuda partners in Barbuda, Melanie and
Jackie
in Barbuda to solidify a program that is to our first major, and that is not, it's not, we haven't been sent, we sent book bags and stuff to Barbuda, but the major thing that we'll do in Barbuda, we're trying to assist them with the Child Month activity. So I can reach to Debbie Campbell, NYC at AOL.com. That is DebbyCampbell, NYC at AOL.com. And my telephone number is 845-820-6598. And you can email me, you can call me, you can WhatsApp me, and I'm always willing to answer any questions. Right now, I'm trying to get partners. I'm working on partners to partner with us on some of the activities that we are doing. I don't want to say anything right now until it's solidified, But just wait for more to come. Dawn?
Hello, good morning. I could hear you guys talking, and I was glad when they actually allowed me to be on the show. But good morning. Good morning, everyone. I am always excited to be on this radio program, and I'd like to thank you guys for continuously supporting us with all of our measures that we're doing. And Tegan Barbuda is very important to us as we are born on the soil. And we continue, Debbie and I, to reach out to different organizations, but we need your help. Anyone that's listening today, we need your help to carry out, because this is not something that two people can do by themselves, even though we try. So I'm asking for you all to help us and support us. If you have other organizations that you're associated with, a fraternity, a sorority, if you know some people that are in businesses, we definitely would love to have them join us. And one of the things that we're needing is to get some food to Antigua. Our pantry is bare. Pastor Pete has been very diligent and waiting for us to send some things to him. But it takes more than myself and Debbie. It takes all of you to support. And anything that you can do to support, even if it means getting with other people and putting some items together, a church can do that sometimes. They are able to donate. You can help by getting that together. And if you want to know how to do it, and you have no idea how to plan, that is what myself and Debbie are here for. My phone number is 785-554-5628. My email is kirton697@gmail.com. We do accept monetary donations. When you're going out shopping as well, pick up something extra if you're interested in shipping something to Antigua with maybe somebody else, because oftentimes, even if we're not able to afford it by ourselves, we may be able to speak with maybe some people that may be interested. So Debbie and I have the information. We do use Sibony Shipping out of Florida, and Kay Graham is the person we connect with, and we can give you that information of how to access information through her. And it gets to Antigua, as Debbie said, Pastor Wendell Pete, House of Refugee Ministry. They're a nonprofit as well, and so he'll be able to pick up the items and put them in the shop. He also has a list of the people that are in dire straits in our country, and we have talked to him about how we should strategize on getting food to people, and he's been doing an excellent job. He makes sure the people that are really in need get what, you know, he has. And the backpacks should be coming in this week. They'll be cleared. And then he has a list so that he can start calling and, you know, distributing the backpacks. But we're still in need of school supplies. I mean, even if you have maybe a few school supplies, maybe somebody else might join you. Sometimes the stores may have 2-for-1. And maybe an organization may be able to also participate and help you with the support. But do know that anything that we get, we are very grateful and thankful for it. So with all of us together holding hands and being uplifting and supporting is what we need. We are looking for partners. Whatever you have, whatever you would like to donate to us, be it monetary or if you're interested in sending something so Debbie can gather those things up and then have a way to ship it to Antigua. It takes more than her and I. It takes all of us. Okay? So anyone that's listening today, I've sent the information out for them to be on the call today. Please make sure you call in and then press 1 so that you'll be in the queue immediately. And we are here for an extra few minutes so that we can listen in and understand and talk to you, and if you have questions for us, we are here right now, Debbie and I. So with that being said, go ahead and call in. We're anxious to hear from someone, especially anyone that is from our island. thank you guys so much, and we can give you guys just a few minutes to call in. So I'm going to be quiet and let that happen.
Well, guess what? We had Leon standing by to replace you this morning because Debbie thought it was going to be a no-show because you had your hands, feet, stomach, and everything all filled this week. So now Leon is going to be talking.
That's fine. I was early. I was just sitting in the queue line waiting for you guys to unmute. So I heard everything you were saying.
Okay. So blame Leon for that. Leon, come on in.
Are you hearing me? Good morning, Dawn and Debbie. Good morning to you guys. You guys are doing a fabulous job. Are you hearing me? Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
The work is not going unnoticed, you know. But, you know, people have a tendency not to call because they're somewhat bashful. But I know they're listening. I just want to appeal to all of those who are listening to support Debbie and Dawn in their effort. It's a really, really humongous task for them, and they're doing such an excellent job. We just hope that the support will be coming shortly, and your work, and Debbie and Dawn, are really not going unnoticed. So let's keep up the good work. Sometimes it may sound that you're not getting the support, but it's there. People know. And repetition, by your coming on every week and talking to people, they will know where to find you and where to at least send their support. Again, I appeal to all who are listening to support the cause from Antiguans to Debbie and Dawn. That's it. Good morning to the rest of the group.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Leon. Thank you so much. You're always supportive. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yes, and you're going to hear from... Yes, because Kainal have something to say as well. So, Kainal, come on in.
Just give me a chance to, you know, thank you for the chance to let me congratulate Dawn and Debbie for their efforts. You know, I mean, weekly they come on here and they speak to the public about participating in an effort to heal a destitute situation on the island of Antigua. And now, you know, I'm happy to see that they are expanding, which means somehow their efforts have been supplemented. People are coming on and catching on. It might take a while to grow, but apparently it is growing. Now I'm hearing you talking about your efforts in Barbuda, and I'm hoping that it catches on to all of us, because like we dedicated this theme song to your efforts about healing the world. And like you know, they said that the longest journey begins with the first step. So I just want to thank you and congratulate you at the same time for your efforts.
Thank you so much. You're very welcome. And we would love to promote people so we can get an idea of maybe some of the ideas that they have that they might share with us, right?
And we have some interference here. we want to thank Baby and Dawn coming through as usual here on a Saturday morning, and they care enough for the living. Well, at this time, we are going to jump right into the birthdays and anniversaries. And that's what you compliment, Mr. Audley Watson. So, can we get a theme song? Yes, we can get a song up.
Okay. Before I do that, I'm getting a comment from Omel. He says, I couldn't put it any better. Slow, but sure we'll get there.
Okay.
Okay.
You can do it any better.
Okay. Let me talk to the fans, friends, and supporters about the birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes. Today, August 27th, the 239th day of 2022. We're rolling along, Ivor. This zipping by. Well, this comes with the compliments of Mr. Audley Watson. Today is the birthday of Australian Sir Donald Bradman. I'm sharing with him that birthday, another Australian, Andy Bickle, Dean Hills, and Alex Perry. Out of England, you have Ken Grease, Mark Elam, Mark Elliott, Sarah Glenn. Out of New Zealand, John Morrison, Michael Mason, Kate Pulford. Out of the West Indies, Tony Howard out of Barbados, Ralph Gosain. Remember TV's, the umpire we are most famous with, Ralph Gosain, out of Trinidad. Out of Ireland, Susan Bray, William Kyle McCullough, William Kyle McCullen. Out of South Africa, Tony Harris. Out of Nepal, Rajesh Pulami. Out of Canada, Carl Watham. Out of Pakistan, Mohammed Yusuf. And out of Kuwait, Nawfa Mohammed Islam. Out of okay, and those are Jamaica's Lisa Hanna is Miss World in 1993, is 47 today. Audley's aunt, Evel Locke, lives in Canada. It is also her birthday. Donna's grandniece, Anaya Richardson, her birthday is today. Lyndon Johnson, the 36th president of the United States, was born back in 1908, known mainly as the Civil Rights President, along with his president, former president, and his president, John F. Kennedy. Mexican-American Cesar Millan, out of The Dog Whisperer, he's 53. Comedian actor Paul Rubens, who is known as Pee Wee Herman, he's 70 today. Indian professional wrestler and actor, The Great Khali. His birthday today, and he's making 50 years old. Those are the notes, historical notes, birthdays, and anniversaries today, Ivor. Compliments, as I said, of Mr. Audley Watson. Back to you.
Until the philosophy which hold one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned, everywhere is war. It's a war that until they're no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation,
remaining but a fleeting illusion to be pursued, but never attained. Now everywhere is war, war, and until the ignoble and unhappy regime that holds our brothers in Angola, in Mozambique, South Africa, suffer human bondage, have been toppled, totally destroyed. Well, everywhere is war, is a war, war in the east, war in the west, war up north, war down south, war, war, rumors of a war. And until that day, the African continent will not know peace. We Africans will fight, we find it necessary, and we know we shall win, as we are confident in the victory of good over evil.
Yes, confident in the victory of good over evil. And that's a good lead-in to the commentary that I have for today. Because, you know, we've heard of baseball, the all-American sport. We heard of Jackie Robinson playing baseball, breaking the color barrier, as they called it at the time. And we know that considered one of the all-time great sports in America. And as a matter of fact, there's the end of the baseball season end with a competition called the World Series. But this commentary offered with some information by Chris Lam, who entitles this Man's Inhumanity to Kids, How Little League Failed a Team of Young Black Players. Okay. The Little League World Series played in Major League Baseball really is a World Series. Millions of boys and girls play Little League Baseball in more than 80 countries and 6 continents. Now, this year's World Series will conclude Sunday with its championship game at the Howard J. Lamard Stadium in South Williamsport, Pennsylvania. The organization promotes itself with this inclusive message: no place for racism and hate in Little League. These are not words of gimmick. Little League Baseball was part of the civil rights movement before the movement had a name. The struggle for racial equality in the United States included the Little League Baseball's Civil War in 1955. You remember, 1955 place, the year 1955, almost has a prominent place in the history of the civil rights movement. It was the year that Rosa Parks was arrested for not giving up her seat to a white man. And they tell you that sparked the civil rights movement. It was the year in which a young 14-year-old called Emmett Till was lynched. And we are told that sparked the civil rights movement. But whatever it is, there might have been lots of things happening in 1955 in the United States that could have sparked the civil rights movement. it was a movement that was sparked from a lot of cylinders, not an 8-cylinder or 6-cylinder, but from a lot of cylinders, maybe more than we can count, you know. When hundreds of Southern teams seceded from the organization after they were told that they had to play black teams. You remember apartheid South Africa? And that's why they were excluded from international sports. Well, the same thing was going on here with the little fellas. The Little Big Baseball was integrated during the first Little League World Series in 1947. This was before 1955, the same year that Jackie Robinson broke Major League Baseball's color barrier. The organization barred racial discrimination when it was founded back in 1939, before most of white America gave racial equality any kind of consideration, and before blacks and whites played in professional sports, attended the same schools, swam in the same pools, and ate at the same lunch counter. Little League Baseball was even integrated in parts of the South. But that ended, ironically, in the aftermath of the U.S. Supreme Court's 1954 decision, one year away from 1955, in Brown versus the Board of Education. And we can also hear that that decision also sparked the civil rights movement. White Southern politicians urged citizens to resist the Brown decision. Resistance to the court's decision is not new. When the 11 and 12-year-olds on the Cannon Street YMCA team in Charleston, South Carolina, registered for a tournament in July of 1955, the team found itself on a collision course with Jim Crowism. The presence of a black team in a tournament was enough to scare white adults who were afraid their sons would lose. The adult Southerners' argument for white supremacy was so fragile, it could be defeated by 11 and 12-year-old black boys with baseball gloves and bats. Teams refused to play the Cannon Street team. Who wants to be the first white team to lose to a black team in the All-American sport of baseball? Asked historian Gus Holt, who revived the team's story in the 1990s. When Little League Baseball ordered the white teams to play the Cannon Street team in the state tournament, the adults left Little League Baseball and created their own segregated youth baseball league, the Dixie Youth Baseball. The organization still plays in the states of the former Confederacy. Little League Baseball nearly disappeared from the South. A white team, the Orlando Kiwanis, agreed to play a black team, the Pensacola Jaycees, in Florida's tournament. Orlando's manager, because the boys and his team rejected his objection to the play. The Cannon Street team won the South Carolina's tournament on a forfeit and advanced to the regional tournament in Rome, Georgia. It was then, however, that Little League Baseball lost its nerve. The organization abandoned the Cannon Street team by declaring it ineligible, because its rules said a team had to advance by winning on the field. Organization's president admitted he was concerned about what might happen if the Cannon Street team went to rural Georgia. Okay, so here is the president of Little League saying, look, I can't let those boys go to Georgia. So I'm going to interpret a rule to say that they did not qualify to play for the championships. It's actually a rule of what we know today as protective custody. Now, couldn't this president find a way to protect those young men and let them win their championships and write their name in history? But he chose another way out. Now, I'm wondering at this point whether if you walk onto a field and the other team decided not to play, isn't that winning on the field? Maybe Ivor could tell us something more about that. Ivor has led cricket teams onto a field before. I don't know how much he has won by forfeit because he likes to play the game as well. But maybe he can share some more information with us about whether winning on the field could be done by forfeit. So we all hear about man's inhumanity to man, but this whole said, this is about man's inhumanity to children. The Cannon Street story faded and disappeared as Americans read of other civil rights stories, including the murder of 14-year-old Emmett Till. Decades after they were denied the chance to play in the national pastime, the former Cannon Street players, who were subjected to the humiliation of bigotry in 1955, were finally recognized. In 2002, Little League Baseball invited the teams to Williamsport for the Little League World Series opening ceremonies and apologized to the former players. Dixie Youth Baseball has never acknowledged that its organization was founded on the tears of the Cannon Street players. Always. You want to know what this reminds me of? When the president gave that interpretation of the rules, you remember when Freddie Truman, those of us who know cricket, would remember when Freddie Truman, Fiery Freddie, was demolishing teams with his fast bowling. When Clive Lloyd showed up on the field with his fearsome foursome, they called it intimidating bowling. And they changed the rules for fast bowlers. Same old thing. Now, a 2018 documentary, A Long Time Coming, tells the story of the 1955 Florida State tournament game between the Pensacola Jaycees and the Orlando Kiwanis. In March, a bronze statue was unveiled commemorating the field where the game was played. On June 12th, the Charleston River Dog, the Single A affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays, honored the Cannon Street YMCA All-Stars before a game at Joseph P. Riley Ballpark, as it does every year. Three of the former ball players received standing ovations. They tipped their hats appreciatively. This comes as many white Americans don't want the history of racism taught in schools because they say it makes their children uncomfortable. This argument, of course, drips of white supremacy. What about the centuries of blacks and other people of color who were brutalized and denied basic rights? We should teach the history of racism in the United States in schools because it makes life so uncomfortable for millions of people of color. Chris Lam, I thank you for that article, and I'm honored to share it with my listeners. I would invite any comments at this time.
When I came to the United States first, and I hear about the World Series, and I see only two teams from the United States were playing baseball in a World Series, I was wondering, where does the word World Series come from? Because nobody else from any other part of the world was playing or ever played in the competition. So how did the name World Series become attached to that tournament? I'm still waiting for someone to explain it to me. Is it just a term of people believing that whatever the United States does is a matter of world concern, or it consumes the world? What is it? Could somebody please explain to me why a baseball tournament, the finals in a baseball tournament between two domestic teams, is called a World Series? I'm still kind of baffled by that name. Anybody to share that information with me? Anyway, if not, let me introduce you to Bonnie Wheeler, who tell you me and understand this.
Moderation, dominant and dominion, it's all over creation. Not only in a dominion, it's only in inflation. All over creation, y'all. And now be a salvation. Not only in Adam, don't, y'all. I'm the work out. I'm down. Map down. The way we do you. Management. Unemployment. Imprisonment. The way we do you. Slave rocket. Empty wallet. Broke pocket. The way we do you. And yard, rent yard, landlord, the way we do it. But a moderation, dominant and dominion, it's all over creation. Not only in Adam, dominion, and not only in inflation. All over creation, yeah. And not be a salvation. Not only in a jam, homicide, suicide, genocide, the way we do you. Consideration, desperation, eradication, the way we do you. Gambling, hustling, scuffling, the way we do you. Cheap up,
I am going to invite some conversation here as I think about some of the things that I've observed this week. One of the things that I observed this week and I read about in the papers was a little girl, 3 years old, and doctors pronounced her dead. Now you remember we grew up saying, when the doctor say you're dead, you're dead. That's an indication of how much power the doctor had. Everybody had to concede to what the doctors thought or what the doctors determined, whether they were wrong or right. So they commanded a kind of power, a kind of authority that was deemed to be unquestionable. So we came up with the phrase, when the doctor say you're dead, you're dead. I mean, we use that phrase in cricket. If the umpire send you, even if you're not out, you got to go. When the doctor say you're dead, you're dead. Anyway, the doctors in the hospital said this little three-year-old was dead. So they make preparations for her funeral, put her in a coffin, and apparently the coffin had a glass top. So the mother looked in, and she saw that the glass was fogging up, and she said, look, my child is alive, and they tell her, no. You're in grieving. You're imagining things. Then the aunt looked in and saw the eyes rolled, saw the eyes move, and she said, my niece is alive. They took her out of the box and took her back to the hospital, and she died a day later. Now, if she had been given the proper medical care, would she have died? And if the doctors couldn't figure out in all this world of sophisticated technology and the improvement of medical skills alongside of our civilization, let me call it that, you still can't determine whether a child is dead? Now imagine the trauma of this young woman first having a child declared dead. The thrill of seeing that child come back, you know, awake in her coffin, and then a day later has the child dead again. So this mother is carrying two death certificates for the same child. Was this medical malpractice? Was this lack of care? Was this just negligence? You know, I mean, those are questions, and somebody should have to give an account to that young woman as to what happened that traumatized her two or three times over. The child went to the hospital vomiting,
having a fever and all that. They took her into the hospital, put her on IV, and then sent her back home. The child got sick again. She took her back to the hospital. And at that second round, that's when she was told, some days later, she was told that the child died. The child didn't actually die, but wake up in her coffin and had to be given a second death certificate. What kind of medical care or medical services are we given in this atmosphere where we think that we are living in a more civilized society? Is medical care, is medical services equated with health care? In this case, I would say no. Well, maybe some healthcare providers can give us a little bit more information as to whether or not medical services and healthcare have been synchronized. Out of my little ignorance, I would say, my observation, I would say no. But this brings me back to November 20th, 2003. A young man, 15-year-old teenager, was hit by a car and was taken to the hospital. At the time that he was taken to the hospital, he was unconscious, but he had a strong pulse. That took place at 3:30 on the afternoon of November 20th, 2003. By 11 o'clock the next day, Friday, November 21st, he was taken off life support and organs were being harvested. And I still haunted by the thought of whether he was given a chance to live. That young man's name, I remember, Chaykan Hassani Mills.
Watch your hands through, it's your own eyes you're seeing. So won't you judge your actions to make sure the results are true? It's your own conscience that is gonna remind you that it's your heart and nobody else's that is gonna judge. Be not selfish in your doing. Your brothers in their need, pass it on. From back,
but to do the things that are right. On a hot sunny day, under the shadows for rescue. But as the day grows old, I know who the sun is gonna find you.
You've got everything you're doing. Pass it on. Your brothers in their need, pass it on. Live for yourself, you will live in vain. Live for others, you will live again. In the kingdom of Jah, man shall reign. Pass it on. Thank you.
so much trouble in the world, Cardinal.
Yes, ma'am.
The 4th, the 5th, the 6th, and the 7th,
you know.
Are you hearing me, Cardinal? Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing you, Ivor.
Yeah, I have some interference coming in here. On the way last night. I don't know if it's coming through on your end as well. But,
yeah, that,
but I guess it's coming from my phone.
It's passing overhead. Let me just mute for a little while. So go on, pick it up.
That will be you. Okay, well, let's put it this way. Next week at this time, I can assure you, Ivor and Barbara would be happily wed. Imagine that next week. And Cardinal, you'll be ruling the roost next week from 9 o'clock until 12 o'clock. At least I'll have an hour in between there when I'll be saying I do, and Barbara will be saying accepted. For better and for best, joining hands with this deep river woman, this Barbara Rock, and I pray.
I don't know what it is, but she drives me crazy. I don't know what she does, but she drives me wild. And only she can let me be the man I wanna be. Or she can leave me helpless as a child. I don't know how it is, but she has the power. She can make me laugh when I wanna cry. Oh yeah. She tells me that I'm in control, but I know it's just a lie. And I don't mind, no. Will she love you tomorrow like she loves you today? She can keep your heart guessing, but she's yours if she stays.
Before I leave, I'm going to make sure that I pick out all of the great gospel songs and whatever else for the entertainment, for the inspirational portion, because people are saying that I've already started running the show, so I will pick out all of the great songs that will be played. But don't worry, the show will be in great hands.
Okay. All right.
Okay then, so I'll see you next week.
Definitely, God willing, we'll be meeting face to face.
Boy, time flies. I didn't know it was next week. I thought I had more time.
No, you don't. Countdown time. It went from months to weeks. Now it's going to be days, and then hours,
days.
Minutes, and the moment is now.
Well, don't worry. I'll be there to support you.
There you go.
And the show would be in great hands.
Oh, yes, Cardinal. I just summon him and say he has to step up to the plate. And at some stage, maybe come the appointed time, I'll have my phone call into the show. And they'll hear my I do.
Because people might need proof, you know. Some people might need proof that you did it.
Oh, we don't lie. How about that?
Okay, my dear.
Okay.
Is Murchis on? Is Murchis on? Good morning, Murchis, if you're on.
Yeah, you know, she's always looking somewhere around, waiting for
Cardinal. Yeah, because she'll say, I came on and I didn't say good morning. And good morning, Barbara, if you're listening.
Yes, she is listening.
Morning, Catherine.
Good morning. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, countdown time.
So, well, in a week, it'll be a big day.
Deep river woman, Lord, I'm coming home to you. Deep river woman, Lord, I know she's waiting, just anticipating all my love. Just you.
Yes, indeed, yes, indeed. And we have David wants to.
Come on in.
Yeah, Ivo. This one is the EPL fan. Brighton just defeated Leeds 1-0. Brentford and Everton 1-1. Chelsea and Leicester City 2-1. And Liverpool taking out their frustration and Bournemouth beating them 9-6. And Manchester City came from behind to defeat Chelsea 4-2. So, and on the Salawas just lost to the Kings. And the game between in the Asia Cup here, Sri Lanka could only made 105. So hopefully Afghanistan can get that, but that's just a quick update on what's going on with the EPL and the cricket.
Omel says, remind me that 10-0 is not a bad score. Remind Leon that 9-0 is not a bad score. She's being very modest.
Yeah. I mean, they poured on Beaumont, man. After they got whooped by Manu last week, so the Manchester City game and Chelsea game was a good one because they were leading them 2-1. Manchester City came back and went 4-2. So it was that was a very good game there. So all right, I just wanted to give the listeners an update before we get off here. So I know tomorrow there'll be a deep discussion on the cricket show tomorrow. So Afghanistan needs 106 to take this to win the first in the Asia Cup here. So, and as I said, tomorrow is a big showdown. Pakistan versus India. And everybody will be tuning in to their TV, radio, whatever they get it on, to listen and see what's going on in that game, because it's, you know, David and Goliath right there. Okay, guys, you take care. We'll talk again next week.
You ask me if I love you, then I choke on my reply. I'd rather hurt you honestly than mislead you with a lie. And who am I to judge you on what you say or do? I'm only just beginning to see the real you. Sometimes the honesty's too much, and I have to close my eyes and hide. I want to hold you till I die, till we both break down and cry. I want to hold you till the fear in me subsides. Romance and all its strategy leaves me battling with my pride. But through the insecurity, some tenderness survives. I'm just another writer, still trapped within my truth. A hesitant prize fighter, still trapped within my youth. Sometimes when we touch, the honesty's too much, and I have to close my eyes and hide. I wanna hold you till I die, till we both break down and cry. I wanna hold you till the fear in me subsides. At times I'd like to break you and drive you to your knees. At times I'd like to break through and hold you endlessly. At times I understand you, and I know how hard you try. I've watched while love commands you, and I've watched love pass you by. At times I think we're drifters, still searching for a friend, a brother or a sister. But then the passion flares again.
Thank you.
Yes, a woman like you, a woman like you. Hey, so nice.
Spend his every me crazy. I don't know what she does, but she drives me wild. And only she can let me be the man I wanna be. Or she can leave me helpless as a child.
I don't know how it is, but she has the power. She can make me laugh when I wanna cry. Oh yeah. She tells me that I'm in control, but I know it's just a lie. And I don't mind, no.
Oh, she loves you tomorrow like she loves you today. She can keep your heart guessing, but she's yours if she stays.
Gonna find a woman like this again.
So don't let go, don't let go. She loves you tomorrow like she loves you today. She can keep your heart guessing, but she's yours if she stays. And that's what it feels like to love a woman.
Love the woman.
folks, that's where we are going to be ending this Saturday morning entertainment show. I sure Cardinal is going to have his last say, knowing he'll be at the helm next week. But I'm going to say here, and now I'm going to tell the illustrious one, Miss Barbara, soon to be Mrs. Henry, that I love her with all my heart, and that I know I'm doing the right thing here on the radio, saying it for the world to hear. And we will be joined next Saturday. At this time, we will be in our element. So, much wish if you're there, you can say your goodbyes, your well wishes, and God knows you can close it off.
Coming in? Okay. Let me put you on notice that you know, you went over time today and you're encroaching on my space and stealing my thunder. Now next week I already informed Mochis, next week I'm gonna have my way, I'm gonna do it my way in playing a lot of songs in honor and commemoration of the wedding. You started off it today. You have no call to be encroaching on my space and stealing my thunder. You see, because when I finish next week, I want Barbara to say, when anybody asks Barbara, well, who was the best man at your wedding? And she's going to say, Cardinal. Okay, you can say what you want. That's what my plan was for next week.
Yes, I
want it to be the best thing. And you know that too. So you are coaching my space. And you want to be the best man. But I want to be the best man too. So, you know, just
yes,
just,
you're one of the best men. But the better man is love. Yes, you are the best man. I'm going to give that to you.
Okay.
So we're looking forward to next Saturday. Becoming one.
You wasted, Ivor, you wasted your time this morning. I'm still the best man.
There you go. Of course. All right, Cardinal. Thank you so much.
All
right.
Okay.
Okay, take care.
You too. Wait, Ivor.
Yeah, it was a mute. Yes, sorry.
Oh, you are mute. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let me just say,
it's like only going to be one thing. It's only going to be one thing. So, I'm not going to steal it. I'm not going to steal something, man. I'm taking the whole storm.
Okay.
Yeah. You just coming from me, man. I'm coming down with thunder, hurricane. The whole
I was going to give you the rest of the storm, but I tell you leave my thunder, but you want to take the whole storm. Go ahead. Anyway.
Yes.
The Air Force is going to prevent you from doing that. I'm going to get my thunder. You go ahead.
Okay.
You do what you think that you can do.
I don't have to sing the song, if I hold you tonight, it's thunder. In the wedding, I'm going to say, when I hold you tonight, it's thunder. Baba, it's thunder.
Yeah. Marcus, tell me, I should go on and play songs in honor of Barbara's and Ivor's wedding. And I told Marcus, I'm going to leave that for next week. I'm going to take over the show next week, and I'm going to do that. Most you say, okay, that's fine.
And you know, I'll be listening up until 11 o'clock. And maybe who knows.
And you play four songs that I had on my list. So I said, well,
I played four songs.
Yeah, you played Deep River Woman.
Yeah.
You played Van Hill. Sometimes When We Touch.
You
played
Woman Like You.
A Woman Like You, that definitely was in my
When a Man Loves a Woman.
That would have been the fifth.
There was something
you
else that you played.
You got good taste. You got good taste.
I was counting them. I was counting them. You know. Ah, and you played what's his name? Lionel Richie and
Lionel
Julio Iglesias. To Love a Woman. Yeah, those are the four. And Postage Stamps would come in at five. When you wake up the next day and you get out of the groggy, just go to the archives for Saturday. and make sure you tell after you listen that you're gonna tell Iva. You know, don't say nothing else about who's the best man at the wedding. No, no. Let me tell you.
Well, I'm telling you, he's the best man. Don't worry.
He is thinking. See, nobody can be no best man at his wedding. He's the best man. So, let go. Yeah.
I heard you say, "When you wake up," but I think you're
when you wake up
because. When she wakes up.
When she wakes up and she gets over the groggy.
but that's what I say. I have a respirator, don't worry.
Okay, just say it correctly.
I have a respirator, so she will get up the next morning. Not if.
But just say.
I don't need those.
I have an oxygen tank, an oxygen tank, and mask.
You're getting them together for you. You're getting those ready for you, huh?
But anyway, we're gonna lock it down now, Cardinal. So, audios next week on the 3rd of September. It's gonna be a day to remember.
Yeah.
We're going to the archives after we visit. That'll be part of our honeymoon.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's a day. We will make sure when we go off to the Bundas, we'll be listening to the whole show, 3 hours, our first 2 hours.
All right, Cardinal, while we're on our honeymoon, you're gonna be listening out. We're gonna call the archives and you're gonna listen, okay?
Okay, great.
All right.
Great.
Take care. Thank you.
Take good care.
Yes, okay. Bye.
Bye.
All right, folks, so that's it. So until next week, Saturday, this is all we have for you this week, the last week of the month. So we're going to roll over into September month. And September holds a lot of memories for me. 18, 19, 20, 15, 7, all of those. Ava's birthday is on the 7th. And when is going to be on the 3rd? Oh, when is going to be on the 3rd? Daddy Franklin's birthday is on the 15th. On the 18th is Whitney. On the 19th would have been my mother. And the 20th is Ciara Henry. So I have September Spangling Cardinal month, which is October, by the neck and by the breast balls of water. Because, you know, July stands out. Remember, July begins the first of the second half of the year. The first 6 end of June, July starts. And don't get it twisted, Cardinal. July has in Iva and Barbara. First month. Can't go wrong. All right. So we are going to be taking our leave at this time. So don't forget tomorrow to join the Cricket Show, Blog Talk Radio. .com/ the Cricket Show. 515-608-9850. So that's it, folks. Until I come your way again. And I think Cardinal is going to be doing 2 Saturdays, as a matter of fact, because we are going to be out and about. So I get a chance to maybe listen in. But
for now. Yes, you have two Saturdays in a row.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, but I'll be in touch. Okay, folks, that's it. We are going to be out each day in Ghana. So it's good while it lasted. Bye-bye, August month.